What's up, Chiefs Eaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And welcome to episode 22, the Big 2-2. 2-2.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. As Taylor Swift says.
Oh, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, so I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, is that a song, an album? What was that?
It's a song. It's called 22, yeah.
Well, I would hope so. It would be kind of weird if it was called, like, 32 or 34. I'm feeling...
I wonder if she should do a new version, update it when she turns 30. No, she is 32 because she's my age. She's our age.
Yeah, then that's her idea. She needs to update it every 10 years.
Yeah.
When she's, like, 82, then she needs to sing it with false teeth and saggy...
Not gonna lie, when I was in high school, I was a little obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay? You were Tay-Tay fan?
I was a Tay-Tay Swifty.
I mean, I like some of her songs. Like, I like, in high school, like, Teardrops on My Guitar, and then I listen to it now, and I'm like, this is really whiny.
Yeah, but at least she was still country then. Yeah. Now she's a pop.
That's true. I like country Tay-Tay more than pop Tay-Tay.
But anyway, welcome to our Taylor Swift podcast.
We heart Tay Tay.
Anyway, what are we really talking about today?
Man, that's what I was all prepared for. Darn it.
Well, we've done boy bands in the past a little bit. We've talked about our favorite pizza places. I don't know. You never know what you're going to get with us.
Exactly. You could be expecting one thing and we just completely talk about something else. It's just... We're a...
Cornucopia. Pop culture.
Wow, big word, and I love it. I love being known as a cornucopia. It's fantastic. Anyways, episode 22. If you guys didn't get a chance to, last episode we released was our third overtime episode. Mm-hmm. And we gave our thoughts on Obi-Wan Kenobi. So if you have not had a chance to go back and listen to that one, definitely go back, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. We went a little long-winded because we covered all six episodes of that TV series. And but at the end of that one, we teased this episode, and it's another review. So we're back for another review episode.
Yep.
You excited?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're quite excited for this one because this is a team that you... Actually, really, you've made it clear in the past how much you actually enjoy this team more than our local team here in Winston-Salem.
It was because it's weird how, as many games as I feel like we've been to this, we've never gotten a chance. I guess we haven't been together since we've started the show. I've been a few times, and we've been at least a few times before. We went like three times just to get bobbleheads before we started the show. But we never got a chance to do it. Since we started this podcast.
You know, it was just fate. Fate knew that we had to wait until this time to finally do an episode on it. Because they knew that we needed another review episode.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, we were talking about not our local team here in Winston-Salem, but a pretty local team, and that is the Greensboro Grasshoppers.
That's right.
The High A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. Now, when... Actually, I think that when we did go to get all these bobbleheads, they were still with the Marlins, I think, because they were doing, like, Christian Yelich bobbleheads and Ozuna and
Romuto,
yeah. and I don't know where I was going with that. But, yeah. Oh, and they were low A. So, this is before the whole minor league realignment, and so they were low A, and Dash was still high A, but now they so never played each other.
Yep.
So now they're both high A, and they
same division.
And so they are rivals because they're just like right up 540 from each other,
which is anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes. Yeah. So it's not a long drive whatsoever.
Yeah.
Unless you hit the wrong part of traffic.
Oh, wow.
So then it might be, but usually it's not that bad of a drive from Winston-Salem to Greensboro. So that's what we're covering today. Pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about it.
Pretty excited to finally be able to cover it because, we talked about this before outside of our episode or outside of our show. That you and I really enjoy going to these games. So I'm excited to tell these people. What you mean, you people?
All our cheap seaters.
Yeah. All you cheap seaters. Yeah. How good the grasshoppers.
Yeah. Yeah, the experience actually is. Give the reason behind our excitement. You
know, yeah.
But we have to wait and see where it actually stands, you know? I mean, is it gonna be number two right below the Panthers Stadium or near the bottom at the Disco Turkeys level?
I
don't either.
We'll see. But I guess before we actually get into it, we'll kind of explain to any first-time listeners or any listeners that kind of forget how we do this, how we actually do our rankings and whatnot. So we like to base our reviews and experience off of four different things. And that is the aesthetic of the ballpark, game day atmosphere at the ballpark, ballpark food, and the surrounding neighborhood, because I feel like that's just as important in case you want to go and do something before or after a game. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we like to rank those four things. They would give it a number between 1 and 10. Nothing too crazy, so no 6.3475.8. You can do halves, though, so you can 6.5, 4.5, 5.5.
What about pi, 3.1458?
That's never ending, so...
Exactly.
We'll spend this whole episode trying to get to the end of pi, and it just won't work.
There is no end of pi. Anyways.
Okay, so we'll spend... You thought the last episode went long-winded. Just imagine us trying to get to the end of pi. Anyways, so we take our 1 through 10 ratings, add all four of ours together, divide by 4, and then we take our two scores from those, add those together, divide by 2, and that is your final cheap seat score for our experience at the Greensboro Grasshoppers.
The unofficial, official... score rating.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? Are we not official?
And yes, in our hearts, we are official.
That's true. We haven't got the blue verification check mark on Twitter yet. So.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty hard to get that.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. I don't really care, though.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
Depends on how long we plan on doing this.
Forever.
Forever? That's a long time. Anyways. Well, actually, I was going to say before we get, unless you have anything else to add.
No.
But usually we'd like to give a little bit of information about the ballpark. So I thought I'd go ahead and do that.
Give us the lowdown.
We'll try. So the Grasshoppers play at First National Bank Field, of course, in Greensboro, North Carolina. It was opened in 2005. They, of course, have been playing since 2005, because Grasshoppers have been around longer than that. So, yeah. And it has a seating capacity of 7,499. Why they couldn't add that one extra seat to get to an even number, I don't know. Maybe they just felt like leaving it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted to be different.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's pretty much the loadout.
They should put that one extra seat just like off by itself, like, they don't have any outfield seats. But like, just somewhere just way out of the way so you could have the one person just sitting out there by themselves. And they're
like right in the middle of the hill.
8,000.
Right in the middle of the hill.
Yeah.
premium VIP seating just right there in the middle of the hill.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, just a little bit of backstory of where they actually play.
And we talked about this Grasshoppers a little bit on our last episode, cheap seats episode of minor league team names, because they were, I think, were they in both of our rankings?
No.
Okay.
They were your...
Number, I forget.
I'm pretty sure they were number one in yours. Number one.
No, Chihuahuas were my number one.
That's number two.
They're my number two.
Number two in your ranking, number one in your heart.
Yeah. So, but I talked a little bit about what they were before. They were the Bats at one point, and then
the Hornets.
Hornets and not. But I personally think Greensboro Grasshoppers is just rolls off the tongue better.
It does.
It's alliteration.
It It's a great minor league mm-hmm. team name. Yeah. It's also fun to say.
Yeah.
So, but give a little bit of backstory. I guess you have anything else to add before we like actually get started?
Come on, let's get to it.
Okay, so usually we like to start off with the aesthetic of the ballpark we're visiting. So, would you like to go first? Would you like me to go first this round?
Sure, I'll go for it. excuse me.
God bless you.
I love the aesthetic, the everything from the color. Well, my favorite color is green, mm-hmm. so obviously a predominantly green color scheme. it gives me. They weren't wearing green jerseys. Tonight because they were doing a special like theme night. It was Alzheimer's awareness. So it was. Well, I don't forget what the color, but they had like flowers on them, like forget me nots.
They were purple.
You know, purple.
Well, but it was a purple jersey with different color flowers on it. So yeah. Forget me not jerseys.
Yeah. So, but their normal colors are green and yellow, or
yeah, like
or orange,
like a yellow, yeah, and then an orange outline.
And so that I love the ballpark itself because you know we always talk about your views that you can see and your what you're looking at when you're sitting in, especially baseball stadium, mm-hmm. More than any other sport. It's not like the Dash with that stupid storage building. They've got like really nice apartments, like. Along the side, the last time I think we went together, they were building, so it's construction.
Yeah.
But they're finished, and I'm pretty sure they're like luxury apartments, so I don't know how much it costs. But it's just, it feels like you're right in the middle of downtown, of mm-hmm. the city, and there's people sitting out on their balconies, you know, watching the games from there, and there's like a building off to, right field, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not a high rise, but it is pretty tall. And there's people like they got a balcony out on the corner because they know people go out there and watch. And it's
covering a couple of like you said, a couple high rises, mm-hmm. A couple like government buildings or stuff like that. But I mean, for something like that, it actually looks really nice. Mm-hmm. Like compared to the Dash, which we kind of crap on mm-hmm. quite a bit for their view, like the apartments they look really nice compared to the storage building. Like with the Dash, you're gonna see the storage building and you see like a crane there, and it's like, well, this kind of looks trashy.
Mm-hmm.
Grasshoppers look more luxurious.
Yeah.
And just.
Yeah, I'd say both there's probably gonna be a bunch of comparisons between Grasshoppers and the Dash this episode because they are the two close, are two, I'd say, local
mm-hmm.
minor league teams. So, you know, it's natural to kind of compare them. They're both, I'd say, down, like, you know, teams located in downtown of their city, but the one, Greensboro actually feels like
yes
a proper, like, city, like stadium located within the city, mm-hmm. you know.
No, I get exactly what you're saying. Like having the apartments mm-hmm. in the outfield kind of reminds me of what you see in Chicago at Wrigley Field. I mean, of course, nothing quite as fancy and big as that because, you know, apples and oranges, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball. But I mean, when you got the apartments, you got people sitting out there, mm-hmm. and it's kind of cool seeing. Like, it's kind of cool seeing the traffic go by a little mm-hmm. bit. Not like the Dash where it's just interstate traffic. Mm-hmm. It's more like small
town. This one isn't right off the highway.
Yeah, so just compared to just ugly highway traffic, mm-hmm. and here you're just seeing a couple mm-hmm. cars pass by every once in a while. I mean, it looks nice.
Yeah.
So that's in right field. Left field, they have the hill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like most minor league parks are going to have some kind of area like that for the kids to play in.
Yeah. I think they've got a playground over in right mm-hmm. field, too, at the very end, so mm-hmm. For the kids and stuff.
Yeah, can't really tell you exactly what's in the playground because we mm-hmm. didn't walk over there when we went. But yeah, so I was gonna ask you that because I could have sworn that they had some kind of playground. Mm-hmm. Which once again, I feel like that's almost a given at any minor league park. Mm-hmm. But so left field has the hill, and then off to like down the third base line, they got like the tiki bar or the high.
Yeah, it's the. So the local brewery, big brewer, local brewery in Greensboro is Natty Greens. So that they have Natty Greens, I forget what they call it. It's a pretty much a bar, mm-hmm. a full bar. You can go up there, sit there at the bar, and order drinks, and you can still see the game from there.
And it looks really nice.
Yeah,
like it's kind of fun seeing the bar, you know, just mm-hmm. sitting there and people just out there having a drink, enjoying the game at the high top tables and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It really adds to the aesthetic to the ballpark. Yeah. Like it looks really nice. Like it's not trashy looking or anything like that. So that I really like that. Even though I'm not much of a drinker, but I mean I can appreciate just people out there having fun and enjoying themselves. So anything else? They have their the big scoreboard in center field. Mm-hmm. Looks really nice. I can't really talk too much about it because I feel like some of the stuff I want to talk about the scoreboard kind of goes into
atmosphere.
More game day atmosphere.
Yeah, I feel like we're about to spill over in atmosphere.
I'm not trying to let it bleed over too much, but I mean, the scoreboard's your usual scoreboard, you know, you have your player stats and stuff like that. So, I mean, nothing like super fancy when it comes to player stats and stuff like that, but I mean, for a blind person like me that can't see, I got old man eyes.
Me too. Me too.
So just being able to see the scoreboard, to be able to read the score. Thumbs up in my book. So, really, I don't, because let's see, we talked about the uniforms, scoreboard, aesthetic, outfield, whatnot.
Yeah, about covers for aesthetic. I guess I need to give mine first since I led this one off. I'm gonna go with
I guess I need to write this down somewhere, huh?
Yeah, let's see. That'd be good.
yeah, because God knows I ain't gonna remember it at the end.
I'm gonna go with.
Oh boy.
An 8.
An 8. That might be the highest you've ever given any aesthetic anything.
It's tough. Cause I'm trying to remember all my past stuff.
Yeah.
One of these days I'll go and I'll record like everything, like all of our individual categories.
Who has time for
but, like,
that?
Cause. You know, I'm just. I could go 7.5, but no, I'll stick with my initial one because an 8. That's the first thing that stuck out of my mind.
We're here, like, we've talked about it before. Like, just be honest with your review. Go with your heart or your gut or whatever, whichever portion of that body you want to go with. Just go with it. So an 8.
Yeah, go an 8.
I can see that. I can see that being justified because, I mean, the Grasshoppers Stadium is, like, it's a really nice stadium. Mm-hmm. It really is. For a minor league stadium, I mean, I don't think I'd go quite an 8. Mm-hmm. I would probably do 7.5. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, still, that's pretty high for most of the other, like, minor league stuff that we've done.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to go 7.5.
That's fair. Yeah, I was struggling between 7.5 and an 8, so I could go 7.75.
No. No. All
right.
Anyways, so after aesthetic, we go game day atmosphere.
I'll cheerlead this one off.
I'll lead this one off. Cool. I'm batting the lead off on the second. So the game day atmosphere at the Grasshoppers is a pretty fun atmosphere. I feel like there's a whole lot more going on than some of the other ones that we've been to. The announcer or musician man or whatever you want to call him.
MC.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Always has something playing in between pitches, in between innings. You know, we talked about the scoreboard. Like, they always have, what did we determine the mascot's name was? Guilford.
Guilford, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it should be Hopper. But I think that's because I've just finished Stranger Things, so whatever. Guilford, yeah, not my favorite.
I mean, I understand it.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah.
They're in Guilford County, but yeah. Anyways. We can't get too much on the subject. We'll make a list of our top 10 worst mascot names.
Nah.
Far in the future.
I'll say, I think... the Dash's mascot name is better than Guilford. Yeah, there's Bolt. At least Bolt.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. That's another subject for another day.
Yeah.
So, the scoreboard we talked about always has some kind of imagery going on. Mm-hmm. Like, you got the mascot Guilford up there dancing around, mm-hmm. or something bad happens for the team. Then it's like a rainy scene or something mm-hmm. like that. So just a lot of fun. And there were actually quite a few people there mm-hmm. when we went. Of course, I think that was helped by the fact that they were playing... Where were they playing when we went? Oh, they're playing Asheville. The Asheville Tourists. Mm-hmm. So, not like a really, really close by team, but I feel like a close enough team mm-hmm. that... attract fans.
It was a Friday night, right?
Yeah.
So
fireworks.
Friday and Saturday night games are going to bring more. They got fireworks at the end. So.
Which I mean, that's always going to be the case mm-hmm. with nights like that. So I mean, there was quite a few people there. My only complaint, I think, or maybe my biggest complaint is, I don't feel like the fans were in it quite as much as they were in some of the past games that we went to. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, you're always going to have stuff like that on, like, summer nights. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like you said, most people are probably there for the fireworks instead mm-hmm. of the game. But, like, of course, the team also lost 8-0. So
yeah.
that doesn't necessarily help with the
with
the fan interaction. But I just feel like the fans weren't completely into it, mm-hmm. except for maybe when like the Biscuits chants started.
Yeah.
which if you guys don't know or never been to one of these games, they pick a certain batter in the order, and if that guy gets struck out, then they give away free biscuits.
Which, by the way, for anyone that doesn't live in around North Carolina. Where is Biscuitville? Is it in South Carolina?
I don't know.
I think it might just be a North Carolina thing.
Oh, sorry, guys.
So, because because I went to college with somebody that we mentioned Biscuitville, and they thought it was like an amusement park of some sort.
That's great.
Which, I would be very interested in going to an amusement park named Biscuitville, but it's like, no.
It's like SpongeBob's Glove World.
Yeah. So, but no, Biscuitville's, it's just a local breakfast restaurant. They're open like from like 5 until 2 p.m. and mm-hmm. but great biscuits though. So to give away free sausage biscuits for somebody to strike out, it's a fun thing. And that's what I was gonna say. Like, I think I mentioned to you at the game, it's crazy how just the atmosphere is just feels different being at one of those games compared to a Dash game, where it's like, yeah, the Dash has stuff going on too, mm-hmm. and games, but it's like they've got their what's the dude's name that wears the hat and he's out there running the games and stuff.
I know what you're talking about, and I can't remember his.
He's there every game. He's like kind of the. He's the one I was referring to as the MC. Anybody that goes to these games regularly, they mm-hmm. know him. He's always there. He's energetic.
Yes.
He's like fun. He's running the games, explaining what they're going to do, and getting the chance going too. So it's just a fun atmosphere. Like, and then it's never quiet. So whether when you're the batter is not
between almost every pitch, there's some kind of sound effect,
whether
or music or something. So it's definitely not boring.
No, definitely. Yeah, like I said, like I love what the team does with you know, making the game fun. Like I said, I just felt like with the fans, like other than the biscuit chants, because I mean, you always every game we've been to when they done the biscuit chants, like the fans always. But like compared that to like you know the burr burr burr, you're supposed to say charge, like nobody said charge when I'm like, oh well okay. But so I mean I think that was the only like major thing when we went, the kind of lower my score with the game day atmosphere. But other than that, like I have a blast going to going to these games.
I think this probably goes into atmosphere. Is I love the dog that runs out to get the bat.
Oh yeah.
Like they don't do it every inning, but the Grasshoppers, they have a
Lulu Gehrig.
Yeah, Lulu Gehrig. She's a or she he
I imagine she Lulu.
So certain innings, they when the Grasshoppers are batting, they'll let the dog go out there and to retrieve the bat and bring it back.
Yeah, that got the fans going quite a bit too. I mean, which of course it's a dog picking up baseball bats after the batter's gone with it. So of course you're gonna.
And then after the game, they let her run the bases. I think they put treats on each base, and then she runs the bases. Great. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's just another just a little touch just to add to the whole game day experience. And is this where? I just forget parking. Is this go here too?
Yes.
Years past, it wouldn't have maybe gotten as high. I mean, parking's never been awful here. You could find side lots, but. Because they've got little, you know, independent lots running, you know, $5 here, $6, and it's not expensive.
Yeah, I think in the past we parked at like a restaurant or something that was right across the street from it.
But now they've finished building a parking, full parking deck, and it cost, was it only $5 there?
I don't feel like it was any more than $5
or $6. It was about $5 or $6. So you don't, I don't see ever really having to worry about parking anywhere, and it's just right across the street from the stadium, so parking is just fantastic.
Once again, compared to the desk, we've had some nightmare situations with parking, so to actually go to a minor league team that's actually set aside a parking deck for parking is a nice touch. And then last thing I think of is we mentioned Guilford. Like, they did the whole, like, video screen stuff. I don't know, like, I don't remember if we saw him the whole game, but he was out interacting with the fans quite a bit through some of the innings. So, I mean, you know, we talked about before how we like our mascots.
He was definitely present, taking pictures of kids, you know, what you want your mascot doing, dancing on the dugout for probably the cha-cha slide or something. I don't know. So he was around, and you know, he's a decent looking mascot for minor league baseball team. You know, however, how much he looks like a grasshopper, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
but
we can make a whole list of mascots that will say, match up.
I will say he does look better than the Disco Turkey's mascot. That poor thing.
I don't think we need to get into that at the moment, but okay. Can you think of anything else that we didn't cover for?
I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay, so I guess I'll get my score since I started this one. Oh, this one's a tough one. So, like I said, I love the fun stuff going on throughout the whole game. I just feel like the fans kind of weren't into it quite as much. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go another 7.5 for game day atmosphere for the Grasshoppers. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm painting myself into a corner.
uh,
Yeah, I'll go 7. That sounds right.
Okay.
So I don't want to go. I would definitely want to go lower than 7.5.
Yeah. No, I don't think it deserves anything lower. I just didn't know how high I wanted to go.
Yeah.
With it.
Yeah. Like I could go 8, but then I'm like, it's no like. Kind of thing. Other things we've been to. I almost feel like the Carolina Cobra's atmosphere, like as far as fan participation,
yeah,
was better. And then of course, like Fan Fest. That's the whole name of the game for that thing. It's for the fans, you know. Mm-hmm. So 7.5 feels right.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Mm-hmm. All right. Next thing is ballpark food.
Ballpark food.
So would you like to start?
So. I got a, wow, I got something insane. I had to try it.
Do you remember what the name of it was?
I don't remember the name.
It was the Connie Mack Attack.
The Connie Mack Attack. So,
named after, I can't remember if he's a former player or a former manager, but former MLB something, Connie Mack.
Yeah, so we get in there and we kind of walk around a little bit to see our different options before I just decide what we're going to get. Mm-hmm. And I see this, like, sausage and hot dog stand. I forget the name of the...
Yeah, I forget the name
of the stand itself, but they have different hot dogs, mm-hmm, on robbers, what have you.
Which, I wish I could remember all of them. But, like, all of them are named after, mm-hmm, former MLB, yeah, players. So,
mm-hmm,
which was a fun kind of touch,
yeah,
to it.
So, and I love bratwurst, so I was going to go with that. But then I decided, I saw this one that I just had to try it. It had pulled pork barbecue.
Yep.
And mac and cheese,
mm-hmm,
and was that it? I think those are the main two things on,
yeah,
top of it.
Yeah, there was, and I mean, of course, they put barbecue sauce on top of it.
Oh, yeah, barbecue sauce.
They put coleslaw on top of it?
No. I got it without it if they did.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that was it then. So it had mac and cheese and barbecue and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, and so it's basically, it's impossible to eat this thing. Like picking it up,
yeah. Which was a problem because, like, of course, at a ballpark, they're not going to give you metal utensils.
Yeah.
So I'll let you get to it because I haven't explained.
So we're trying to use a plastic fork, you know, to eat this thing. I mean, I did try to pick it up and eat it the best I can to start with, but yeah, until it just all fell apart.
You got one bite like a regular.
And it's. Weird because it started off just delicious, mm-hmm, but then it all became, okay, this is a lot, and I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
I don't think I can finish mine.
Yeah. Because, let me go ahead and, because I had the same thing, except for I don't like bratwurst, so I decided to get a hot dog on mine,
mm-hmm,
and I felt the same way. I think my problem with the hot dog is, like, a hot dog is so, like, skinnier, mm-hmm, so much skinnier than a bratwurst, so the rest of everything else kind of overpowered,
oh, yeah,
the taste of a, yeah, hot dog.
I couldn't even see a hot dog underneath, yeah, all the other stuff.
And then like we mentioned, like, you're at a ballpark, so they're not going to give you metal forks and whatnot, mm-hmm, so you're trying to sit there and cut this darn thing with a,
yeah,
with a plastic fork. It just was not working.
Yeah,
because I didn't finish mine either.
It ended up being just a mess. So you're just eating, like, bun and, like, barbecue and mac and cheese all mixed together with, yeah, a fork.
Yeah, so. And I mean, like, I don't want to say it was nasty.
Oh,
like the hot dog was good. Mm-hmm. The pulled pork was good. Mac and cheese was pretty good. It's just adding them all together, like, the amount that they, mm-hmm, mixed it all together just wasn't that great.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it kind of, at, like you said, at the end, it's kind of like, well, this is too much. I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe smaller. Surprisingly, we're sitting here, smaller portions. Maybe a smaller portion of it would have been.
Yeah, maybe a little bit less barbecue and, you know, but yeah, it's one of those things I had to try it.
Yeah,
you know,
well, definitely.
So just like the PB&J burger, I had to try it.
Oh.
So.
Dude, you can't keep bringing up the PB&J.
I know.
That thing is Oh my gracious. Okay.
Anyway, so, but the fries were delicious.
They had curly fries.
They had curly fries. Mm-hmm. Loved the fries.
They were so good.
And I am upset with that they don't, that they no longer have their souvenir cup, so drink cup. So in years past, you buy this souvenir cup and it's free refills mm-hmm. all night. Now they, which they were the only place mm-hmm. that I've ever been to do that, well, other than the Panther Stadium, they do it but for baseball. So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but, I'm pretty sure COVID probably has something to do with that yeah. and whatnot. So.
Well, and the increased price of everything. So.
That's true, dude. Yeah, that was disappointing. Your wife, Kelsey, mm-hmm. She had chicken salad. They actually have chicken salad there, too. I know she was a little disappointed because she didn't get exactly what she had planned on it.
Yeah,
but they did have chicken salad.
They did have a place, another stand with... it was like they had wraps and platters and stuff. So she wanted, she saw somebody ahead of her get a salad with grilled chicken on it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they had chicken salad on the menu. I'm like, okay, chicken salad. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't really, neither one of us really thought about it until she got it. I'm like, wait a minute. This is actual chicken salad.
Yeah.
Which I love, I like chicken salad. Both of us do. And she said it was good. It's just not what she wanted. She wanted the salad. I guess she needed a grilled chicken salad is what she probably should have ordered. But
just a little bit of a, like if you're going and you see that stand and you're like, hey, I want a grilled chicken salad. Make sure that you indicate that you want a grilled chicken salad.
And not
a
chicken salad.
Yeah. I pretty much in that. Of course... the ballpark also had your usual hot dogs mm-hmm. and hamburgers at your stand.
Popcorn, pretzels, like, Dippin' Dot stand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we both had Dippin' Dots too. Mm-hmm. I guess it's technically their own flavor. Mm-hmm. Some kind of lime and whatnot. Wasn't impressed with it.
Yeah.
So,
Can't go wrong. Cookies and cream.
Or chocolate.
Even though I think Kelsey got rainbow sherbet or whatever.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah. And then I've already mentioned the Natty Greens bar mm-hmm. over there. So, you know.
Yeah. Prices aren't like terrible. Like, I think the Connie Mac Attack was maybe $7, $8.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I would expect something like that to be, like, maybe $10.
Yeah, I don't think we paid that much for it.
Yeah. Of course, you had to pay separate for fries, I think.
Well, of course.
It didn't come with anything.
Yeah, I was going to say fries and drink, maybe $4 or $5 mm-hmm. there. Which, I mean, that sounds high, but it's also sports. Yeah. So, but I don't think they're too terrible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we covered everything that we actually had at the game. So if you would like to give your score.
I'm feeling I'm gonna go 6.5.
Fair enough. It's funny, that's what I was gonna give it. I was originally gonna give it a 7, but I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, yeah, the curly fries were good and for the most part, the hot dog and barbecue and stuff were good. Mm-hmm. It was just too much overpowering flavors at too many times.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I wasn't impressed with the Dippin' Dots. So, I think I'm going to go 6.5 as well. Awesome.
And I think mine is from the bratwurst thing. amalgamation of things was not as good as I had hoped.
Yeah, I agree. Like, but you live and learn.
Try new things.
So, I guess the last one we cover is surrounding neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Did I go first?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you should.
I feel though you should go first on this one because you know more like the Greensboro area than I do, so like...
Yeah, well, I know more the... So, if you've listened to our
which hopefully you have listened to it, you've listened to every episode up till now, our UNCG and our Carolina Cobras review, still Greensboro. Now, it is a different part of Greensboro, so I consider the Coliseum area, the stuff around there, the ballpark is kind of more, I'd say, downtown.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, a whole lot of stuff that's around the ballpark as well as I do the Coliseum complex. It does seem like it's fairly, like, walkable. Like, I don't know if there's any, like, restaurants or bars or stuff. I'm sure there is. I just can't name any off the top of my head. But, you know, just driving from the time you get off the highway to get to the ballpark, I'm pretty sure that one time we did go, Pat, previously, we drove, like, around the backside, and I'm pretty sure we saw some bars or whatnot, restaurants around that area. So there is things to walk to.
Yeah, looking at maps, you got a couple bars, you got a couple restaurants. Probably half a mile away or not is the Steam Tanger Center.
Okay.
So that's right there too. And if, for those that don't know, it's a performing arts center. So they do, I guess, plays and stuff like that.
Yeah, which Hamilton was just there and I didn't get to go. When tickets are like $75 for a back row.
It's hard to justify that. I'm actually pretty sure that they're doing a deal right now to where they're doing like 7 former Broadway plays or something like that. Maybe it's not Steven Tanger. Maybe it's somewhere around here doing that. I think it's Steven Tanger though. Hmm. Yeah. Saw Beetlejuice and I'm like,
I'm looking at that. We want to go see that. The good thing about that parking deck, it's right there, and I forget how long you have to park there. Probably till midnight at least. Yep. So if you pay to park in there, it's right there, so you can walk to wherever you want to, and it's not going to be out of like maybe half a mile or so.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, I mean it's Greensboro, and I mean you're always going to be able to find something.
Yeah, and Greensboro is a bigger, pretty much significantly bigger than Winston-Salem, or it's not as. Not as old. I mean, Winston is coming up, I guess. They're starting to build, kind of modernize, but I mean, it is was built on old tobacco companies. So, it just Greensboro just feels more modern and bigger. So.
And driving through there.
Yeah.
Like if you're driving straight through and you drive through Winston and then drive through Greensboro, you can pretty much tell that there's more modernization in Greensboro than there is Winston.
Yeah, not hating on my hometown by any means, but call it like I see it.
We're just being honest around here.
Call,
So I don't really have anything else to add. I wish that we could give a little bit more in depth, but that part of Greensboro we really haven't explored
enough.
I feel like as much as we have around the Greensboro Coliseum.
Where's Boxcar at in Greensboro? I don't know if it's near that area, but if it's close by, I'd say that's a recommendation. Even though I haven't been there, I really want to go. I think you have been there.
Yeah, okay, so that, according to Google Maps, it's 4 minutes away.
Yeah, so that is definitely, a recommendation, a place to go.
Yeah, so if you're ever in Greensboro and need something to do, probably. Actually, they're open pretty late, so I guess you could almost go after a game. But Boxcar Bar and Arcade is a very, very good place to visit because it's pretty much like a retro arcade. Mixed with the bar.
Yeah.
If you didn't get that from the name.
Barcade, if you will.
Yeah, pretty much. But me and my wife went in there one day and didn't spend any more than $10 playing a bunch of different, old arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
And pinball and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Of course, you can go to, like, Dave and Buster's and play all your, like, new games, like Flappy Bird and, like, your big...
Yeah, but how much money are you going to spend at Dave and Buster's?
It's just something about going playing the old school games. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, see what I like about Boxcar as well is if you have your aunt or your dog with you, mm-hmm. then they're actually allowed inside the building.
Oh, that's cool.
So, if you want them to just hang out with you, I guess you bring them inside. And like most places mm-hmm. where, yeah, they're allowed, but they have to sit on the deck or mm-hmm. whatnot. Yeah. And then Boxcar, last thing I'll say about Boxcar is they have like a wood oven pizza place mm-hmm. right outside and has some pretty decent pizza. I'm usually not the biggest fan of like wood oven pizza, mm-hmm. but we got the chicken pickle pizza and the Korean barbecue pizza when we went, and both of those were actually really good. So definitely a recommendation. Of course, if you don't eat there, then around that area, so there's more restaurants and mm-hmm. bars that you can walk to.
Yeah.
So definitely a recommendation if you're in Greensboro and around this area. Mm-hmm. You want to hit up something after going to one of these Grasshopper games, mm-hmm. definitely check out Boxcar. And yes, we need to go.
Yeah.
And soon.
Yeah, it's definitely on the list.
Surrounding area? I mean, technically you started. Would you like to give your score? Would you?
I'm going to do to an even 7.
7? Perfect. That's what I was going to give it. 7.
So we are almost the exact same, other than my ridiculously high aesthetic. Kind of making me rethink it, but too late now.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I haven't put in the numbers yet.
No, go with my first instinct.
Okay.
Got to let it go. So, if you want to...
Yep, I will...
Do you need me to... Let's see. I can do this, I think.
Yeah, just don't close this out.
If you want me to add.
All right, let's go you first. Mm-hmm. So, 8.
Mm-hmm.
7.5. 6.5 and a 7.
Got a 7.3.
All right.
Are you want to do 7.25?
Nope, 7.3 is perfect. All right, I had... Well, actually, let me write that down. 7.3 for you. Okay, I had a 7.5.
Nope.
7.5. 6.5. And a 7.
Nope. Not that.
I think it was 28 and a half, right?
7.1.
Okay. Okay. So you had a 7.3, I had a 7.1. So add those together. Divide by 2.
7.2.
Ooh.
Pretty high.
That's high.
Pretty high. Where? Okay, now, moment of truth. Woo! All right, so
it obliterated whatever was in number two.
Yeah. So before the show, we were just talking about how like we've got like tier like a clear number one mm-hmm. of the only thing that's in the sevens is Panthers Fan Fest, and then we've got like a second tier of our six range, and then everything else is like 5 because there's like a clear drop off.
Yes.
But so we'll start at the bottom. As always. So
from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Now we'll get there.
So number 9. So last place, Wake Forest basketball. Baseball.
Wake Forest
baseball.
Yep.
I don't feel the need to read all the scores for everybody. Number 8, Carolina Disco Turkeys. At number... What is wrong with my numbering system? So Wake baseball is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Disco Turkeys is 9.
Okay.
Virginia Tech football is 8. Yes. UNCG basketball is 7. And then a 4-way tie for 4th place is Carolina Cobras arena football.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Forest basketball and Fayetteville Marksman hockey.
Mine be hockey.
Number 3, no, crap,
Do you want to go through all that again?
Not really.
It would have been 11.
we would have had 11, so just shift everything down. I'm sorry, I'm very professional. So,
as you can tell.
Anyways, above those three, we have Kannapolis Cannonballers, then our number three, Winston-Salem Dash, and our new
number two
is Greensboro Grasshoppers at a 7.2, I think.
Yeah, 7.2.
And then, of course, FanFest is still 7.5. We're getting close for an actual sport to overtake a non-sporting event, Panthers FanFest.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you feel about this score?
I'm really surprised. Well, I am and I'm not. Like, I feel like it was always probably going to be the highest so far of what we've done for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it would be that high combined score.
Yeah.
But I think it's fitting. I think it's definitely of all the baseball games we've been to, we've sent for the show officially.
Definitely.
It's the best. I'm still shocked that Virginia Tech football is as low as it is, yeah. But that's never going to get over that. Maybe yeah. We just need to revisit that at some point, see if we can have a different experience. I feel like we talk about that, you know, all the time, how weird that is.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go to the parking.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest issue. And just...
Well, not only that, but the parking and the lack of food was my big issue.
That's yeah.
Lack of food on the higher mm-hmm. levels that we sat at. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But back to this one. Like, I figured that whenever we talk about the Grasshoppers, like, the praise that we give it to, mm-hmm. like, this was going to probably be a fairly good score.
Yeah.
And I figured it was probably going to be pretty much the other ones.
Yeah,
you're going to do. I just didn't know for sure if it was going to get a 7, and it just completely blew a 7 out the water.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's not that high into the 7s. Like, I mean, it is 7.2, so, but granted, I guess the only thing above it is only 7.5. So, yeah. I mean, I really don't know if we'll get anything higher than that. Who knows? But until we ever go to, like, a professional game of anything, whether it be
even
NFL.
Even another, like, higher-tier college yeah. football game.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, good for the Grasshoppers
yeah.
for having a fantastic game day atmosphere and fun time to go to. I mean, when we started this episode, we talked about how much praise we were going to give to them, and I think that our score pretty much tells you how
yeah.
much we actually enjoy going to these games.
And, yeah, and I'm always more going to be a hometown team guy, but in which the Dash is our home team, but I just have so much more fun at these games, and it's not like, yeah, they play each other. I mean, if they play each other, I've been to a game where Grasshoppers were playing mm-hmm. at Winston, and I wasn't really rooting for either. I just rooting for a fun time, yeah. a good game and stuff. So minor league baseball, you're just looking at watching the players to see who might make it in the big leagues, you know, so...
Yeah, I don't feel like you're, like, completely into a minor league game unless they're, like, in the playoffs or
yeah.
something like that. So,
yeah. So,
but, I mean, I'm down for it.
And we say all the time, we reserve the right to revisit one of these games, come back to these scores. If opinions change, we can maybe adjust, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is our show. We're free to do whatever we want.
Yeah, if you don't like it, whatever.
Yeah.
Who on you?
Yeah.
I think they've pretty much covered everything yeah. they want to cover. Do you have anything else you want to talk about or mention?
No.
Or?
No, I'm good. I mean, we need to do maybe another news show at some point. Cause, well, it is the NFL offseason, but, you know, we got the All-Star game, MLB All-Star game coming up. There's been a big-ish trade with my football team, so
yeah.
We've talked about that at length outside off of the show, off you know, college football realignment. It's just been a lot of stuff going on. So we might have to do a, you know, happy, you know, our thoughts on some of this stuff at some point.
Maybe if not like a full episode, maybe like one of our specialty half episodes. Because we haven't done one of those since we did the AEW.
Oh, yeah. Bonus episode, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not, there's quite a bit going on.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll just plug our social media and get out of here.
Go for it.
So we're on Facebook. So if you'd like to join our group, we're fairly active on Facebook. Usually posting different things. So if you would like to join the Facebook group, that is Cheering from the Cheap Seats. Just type it up there in your search bar. It should be fairly easy to find. If not, you know, open your eyes. But Twitter and Instagram is Cheer Cheap Seats. I try to stay semi-active on those social medias. It's a little bit easier on Facebook though. And then TikTok. I'm always posting stuff on TikTok, and that's Cheap Seats Podcast. I just realized when I was looking at our name earlier that I've been telling you guys the wrong one the whole time, but it's Cheap Seats Podcast. That is our TikTok name.
Well, somebody's found it, or people's found it, because you showed me the video the other day, their last one you posted, and how many views?
Last time it was up to 380,000.
That's insane. Now,
I mean, of course, some of our other ones have, you know, a couple thousand and whatnot.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I've seen a number that high.
Yeah. So. That's wild. Like, of course, I don't know how many people how many views these professional TikTokers get. You know, they're probably in the millions, but 300,000, like, that's impressive.
That's okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's pretty much all I have.
Yeah. Real quick, before I do my whole where you can find the stuff, just real quick, put this bug in your ear. Football season's coming up. So therefore, fantasy football season's coming up.
Woo-hoo.
So we did this last year. We got, I don't know, we had some, maybe a little bit of, I don't know how many listeners actually participated, but... Mm-hmm. If you want to play, keep a watch out for Facebook, all our social medias. Yep. We're going to cap it at 12 people. We've already got a couple committed, but first come, first serve. So
now, I will say, if we get enough people after we've capped it at 12, so say we have like 8 more, then maybe we'll
do another second league.
Yeah.
It just depends on the interest. So, well, yes. I just want to put... Just kind of keep that in your mind and keep looking for that. Yes. But that being said, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to your podcast, anywhere that lets you rate and review, please do so, and spread the word if you like the show. That will help us out a ton getting found.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you guys that do give us a listen and do give us the support. We really appreciate it. I hope that you keep doing it. I hope you appreciate it or enjoy this episode. I'm not entirely sure what we're going to do next. We've kind of thrown a couple different ideas out there, but we'll figure it out, and you guys will be the first to know. Yeah. But we appreciate it, and until next time, keep cheering.
See ya.